It's now time for the Noontime News on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1260 KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, FM 105.7 in Grand Forks, East Grand Forks on 92.1. You can listen online anytime at KROXAM.com. Click on Listen Live, the free KROX mobile app, and on your smart speaker. Just say listen to KROX in Crookston. I know when I walk, listen to the Twins or Gopher basketball last night on the KROX app. Pretty slick to do that. Well, as we take a look, you can even plug in the app right into your phone using the Bluetooth technology that most cars have these days as well. So you can drive along and listen to KROX wherever you are. And we've had a lot of people do that, especially during the winter sports season. As we take a look at our world and national news headlines at this hour, the World Central Kitchen demanded an independent investigation into the Israeli strikes that killed seven of its staff in Gaza as Israel faced growing isolation Wednesday over the deaths of six foreign aid workers and a Palestinian driver helping deliver desperately needed food to isolated and starving residents. Wednesday night, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin told his Israeli counterpart that the strikes, which Israel says targeted the aid workers in error, strengthened U.S. concerns about Israel's plans to expand its ground offensive and said that Israel must do more to protect the lives of civilians and aid workers in Gaza. More than 600 British jurists are calling on the government to suspend arms sales to Israel. The move adds pressure on Prime Minister Rishi Sunak after the deaths of three UK aid workers in that Israeli strike. In an open letter to Sunak published late Wednesday, the lawyers and judges said the UK could be complicit in grave breaches of international law if it continues to ship weapons. Rescuers are searching for missing people and working to reach hundreds who became stranded when Taiwan's strongest earthquake in 25 years sent boulders and mud tumbling down mountainsides, blocking roads. 10 people died and more than 1,000 people were injured. Wednesday's powerful quake struck during the morning rush hour, sending school children rushing outdoors and families fleeing their apartments through the windows. The ground floors of some buildings collapsed, leaving them leaning at severe angles. Some 200 residents of Hualien County near the epicenter were staying in temporary shelters, and the main road linking the country to the capital was still closed. In the attack on a Moscow concert hall, the bloodiest assault on the Russian soil in two decades, appears to be setting the stage for an increasingly harsh response by President Vladimir Putin after his tightly orchestrated electoral landslide last month. Four suspects in the attack appeared in court showing signs of brutal treatment while in custody. Grisly video showed some of the treatment was put on social media without any critical response from authorities. A top Kremlin official called for sending hit squads to kill Ukrainian officials if Kyiv's involvement in the attack is proven. Senior lawmakers are urging the restoration of capital punishment, which was abolished in Russia decades ago. And that is about it on the world and national news headlines. And we will take a break. We'll be back and take a look at the rest of the news right after this.
I'm here with Darren Nelson from Grand Cities Monument, formerly known as Stennis Granite. Darren, tell us a little bit about Grand Cities Monument and what makes it unique.
Well, first and foremost, we are a locally run business that can handle all your memorial needs in-house. We start with a sit-down conversation and make sure all details are captured. We then design, carve, and etch your memorial with our new computer software program and equipment. Lastly, we deliver and set the monument when needed.
Darren, what's the best way to reach out to you and set up a meeting?
You can call us at 218-773-7461 or stop in our office. We are Grand Cities Monument, memorials that matter.
Well, it's another nice day here throughout Crookston and the Red River Valley. We have sunny skies, 45 degrees. The wind much better today, a northeasterly wind of only 7 miles an hour. We do have a wind chill of 41, but very close to our temperature of 45. And that sun shining, that always makes things way better. Humidity is low at 34%. And the barometric pressure is at 30.08 inches. That's been steady since 10 o'clock this morning. Again, sunny skies, 45 right now in downtown Crookston. As we take a look at the forecast for Crookston in the KROX listening area for today, it'll be sunny, a high near 55. Northeast winds of 5 to 10 miles an hour. Then tonight, mostly clear, a low around 30. Northeast winds of 5 to 10. We'll take a look at the forecast for tomorrow, the weekend as well, where we're going to see the temperature gradually rising into Saturday. And then we'll see it sort of level off and be in that upper 50s to low 60s here through midweek next week. So the forecast continues to look pretty good. That is, again, our present conditions. Sunny skies, 45, a wind chill of 41 with a northeast wind of 7 miles an hour. We'll take a full look at the weather. That'll be coming up a little later here in the Noontime News. But we'll take a break. We'll be back and take a look at our state news. That's going to be coming up after this from our friends at HN Quality Plumbing and First Community Credit Union.
Now's a great time to upgrade your ride. First Community Credit Union is excited to offer rates as low as 5.85% APR on autos, boats, and campers for a limited time only. Join them as they celebrate their 85th anniversary with this great low rate. Stop by one of their 26 locations or get pre-approved online at myfccu.com/85years. Life is better with community. First Community Credit Union. Loan subject to credit approval.
Been thinking of doing some remodeling in your home? If your kitchen or bathroom are part of that plan or you'd like to add a bathroom, stop by HN Quality Plumbing at 535 3rd Avenue Southwest. Take a look at their showroom. They have faucets by Moen, Delta, and American Standard on display for you to choose from. Bathtubs and sinks as well as kitchen sinks all set in a beautiful showroom.
This is Dan Neistat. Stop by and visit with us about your plumbing remodeling ideas. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, HN Quality Plumbing, 535 3rd Avenue Southwest in Crookston.
Taking a look at the state news, local, state, and federal agencies are preparing for an active wildfire season in northeastern Minnesota, St. Louis County. Emergency Operations Manager Josh Brinkman says a new online mapping tool went live Wednesday and directs residents on how and where to evacuate in case of an emergency.
You are able to use the search bar to enter your address to search for your location to see if there's an evacuation order or what the status of your location is.
Brinkman says you can also check the website for burning restrictions. They have already been around, there have already been around 20 grass fires in St. Louis County, which is the biggest county as far as landmass goes in Minnesota, with a dozen happening in Duluth alone. But that is across the state with the dry conditions. Low humidity and strong winds. We'll see, I'm sure, quite a few red flag warnings this spring again. There will be a special tributes to the three Burnsville first responders killed in the line of duty on February 18th during today's Twins home opener. Team spokesman Matt Hodson says they will be honoring all men and women who risk their lives every day.
We're going to have first responders from Burnsville, from Dakota County, join with their counterparts from Minneapolis and be on the field with the players during the introductions along the first and third base lines. It'll be a real nice way for fans to recognize and salute these individuals.
The pregame includes, always one of my favorites, the flyover by the C-130 Hercules aircraft from the Minnesota National Guard's 133rd Airlift Wing. And the Twins, there isn't a franchise that does a better job saluting our first responders, police, also the military. Before each game, they have the prisoner of war flag raising, and they have a veteran do that each time, and they do a great job honoring those that should be honored. And so that'll be happening here in the home opener for the Twins. I'll tell you about the Twins in a bit. Other news, a Minnesota woman was killed by a charging elephant while on a safari in Africa. The tour operator of Kafue National Park in Zambia says 79-year-old Gail Mattson died Saturday when a bull elephant unexpectedly charged at a vehicle carrying six tourists, flipping it on its side. Mattson's daughter said on Facebook that her mother died in a tragic accident while on her dream adventure. Yesterday, we told you about that Wilmer man that attacked ER, emergency room, doctors and nurses. That man is now charged with two counts of felony assault after police say he stabbed an employee multiple times Monday in the emergency room at Centracare Rice Hospital. Court documents state the officers dispatched for an out-of-control patient who was being combative found hospital staff trying to secure 31-year-old Derek Whelan in a restraint chair. Multiple witnesses said Whelan suddenly came out of his room and immediately attacked the 53-year-old woman who was sitting in a chair and couldn't retreat because it was pushed up against medical equipment. The victim reportedly was stabbed in the breast, left chest, left shoulder, and left forearm. CentraCare spokesperson Karna Frondin says events like this are happening far too frequently at healthcare facilities around the country, and we're not immune. The defendant's next court hearing is June 11th. U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack says the Biden administration is making a big investment in farming and conservation. Vilsack came to Minnesota State Mankato for an agricultural roundtable yesterday, telling his audience that small farmers are being forced out of the industry due to policies emphasizing higher production. Vilsack announced that the government plans to invest $1.5 billion in the Regional Conservation Partnership Program. The program is focused on projects that expand conservation using climate-smart ag practices. Applications for the program will be accepted through July 2nd. And what else do we have? The Powerball jackpot keeps growing after there was no grand prize winner on Wednesday night's big drawing. That pushes the jackpot to an estimated $1.23 billion ahead of next Saturday's drawing, or this coming Saturday's drawing. That's around $595 million for the cash option. And the other goes to taxes. So there you go. Get out and buy one. I'll sell you a radio station if you win for a sliver of that portion. So get on out. What's $2? You got a chance. Think about it. Have fun. What you would do. I know the Crookston community would benefit greatly if I won. And so would, the fee home on Barrett Street would be up for sale pretty quick. I'd still keep working a little bit anyway. That is about it on our noon news. But if you get out there, buy one. You can buy one at the gas stations in town, and I think most of the a lot of the liquor stores as well. And good luck if you buy one. We're cheering for you. That is a look at the state news. We're going to take a break. We'll be back and take a look at the sports. That'll be coming up right after this.
Now's a great time to upgrade your ride. First Community Credit Union is excited to offer rates as low as 5.85% APR on autos, boats, and campers for a limited time only. Join them as they celebrate their 85th anniversary with this great low rate. Stop by one of their 26 locations or get pre-approved online at myfccu.com/85 years. Life is better with community. First Community Credit Union. Loan subject to credit approval.
Been thinking of doing some remodeling in your home? If your kitchen or bathroom are part of that plan, or you'd like to add a bathroom, stop by HN Quality Plumbing at 535 3rd Avenue Southwest. Take a look at their showroom. They have faucets by Moen, Delta, and American Standard on display for you to choose from. Bathtubs and sinks, as well as kitchen sinks, all set in a beautiful showroom.
This is Dan Neisted. Stop by and visit with us about your plumbing remodeling ideas. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, HN Quality Plumbing, 535 3rd Avenue Southwest in Crookston.
As we take a look at the sports scene from yesterday, as you heard here on KROX, it was the Minnesota Twins coming away with a 7-3 victory in the game. And they split the two-game series with Milwaukee, and they go 3-2 in the first five games, all on the road. Women's basketball last night, as you heard on KROX, it was the Gopher women beating Troy University 74-69, and they will now take on St. Louis University, who beat Vermont 57-54 in the WNIT Championship Saturday afternoon. The Timberwolves, they beat up on Toronto 133-85. On the sports scene for today, it's the home opener for the Minnesota Twins at Target Field. Not too bad of a day. 2:30 the pregame, 3:10 the first pitch as they host Cleveland. And then later this evening, we'll have the Minnesota Wild. Every game is a huge game for the Wild here the rest of the season as they host Colorado. 6:45 the pregame, 7 o'clock will be the drop of the puck. Pirate Boys Tennis, they'll open up their season as they travel to Bemidji to take on the Lumberjacks in a duel starting at 4:15. And men's basketball, it's the NIT Championship at Indianapolis. Indiana State takes on Seton Hall University. And we do have a new Sports Fever column on our website. You can check that out by going to KROXAM.com. We are working on the site. We had an automatic update, or not an automatic update, but an update, and that has caused a little, but we're working on the site. We should have it back up full in its full entirety here in just a little bit, so I'll be looking for that. And that is it. Not a whole lot going on the state or national sports scene. So we'll take a break. We'll be back, and we'll take a look at the local news and the weather. That's going to be coming up right after this from our friends at Hugo's and Riverview Health.
Is proud to announce the opening of Senior Life Solutions, a new outpatient group therapy program designed to meet the unique needs of older adults experiencing depression or anxiety related to life changes often associated with aging. Anyone can make a referral to Senior Life Solutions, including family members, doctors, nurses, or other healthcare professionals. Self-referrals can also be made. For more information about Senior Life Solutions, call 281-9559.
Exceptional care. Riverview.
For fresh produce, shop Hugo's Family Marketplace. Sky Valley Naval Oranges, $1.59 a pound. Extra large green peppers, 99 cents each. Golden Ripe Cantaloupe, 99 cents a pound. Fresh green beans, they're $1.99 a pound. 8-ounce packages of whole white mushrooms, 2 for $4. And pints of Driscoll's Blueberries, 2 for $6. Find all this week's savings at GoHugos.com and order your groceries online at Hugo's Family Marketplace.
You're gonna find more low prices, more great stuff when you go to Hugo's.
Well, we should mention on the sports scene, Caitlin Clark has been named AP Player of the Year in women's basketball for the second straight season, and no surprise there. Cameron Brink of Stanford received, it was unanimous for Clark. Brink received the other, almost unanimous, we should say, as Brink was received one other first place vote. And let's see, on the local scene, the Polk County Commissioners, they met Tuesday at the Polk County Government Center. The commissioners heard from Polk County Sheriff James Tadman, who is seeking approval from the board to accept the 2024 State of Minnesota County Boat and Water Safety Grant Contract Funds. Sheriff Tadman explains what the funds are intended to be used for.
They're used for our boat and water program, so when they go out and they're on the lakes throughout Polk County, they can use it for overtime and then also for maintenance of the boats, and it's split up into different groups, so it's just supplies and expenses.
And the board approved the Polk County Sheriff's Office to receive $10,318 that can be used through June 30th, 2025 for the Polk County Boat and Water Program. The next item the board approved was the recognition of the National Public Safety Telecommunicators Week, which will take place April 14th through 20th. Tadman informed the board that this is a great opportunity to appreciate and acknowledge all the work the telecommunicators do, not just within the Polk County Sheriff's Office, but nationwide as well.
They're always the ones that start the whole process and are behind the scenes, but as I say, they're never seen because they're in their office. They're the ones that are taking the 911 calls and sending out our first responders, our police, fire, and our emergency services to help people and assist them.
K9 Jax paid a visit to the commissioners to give thanks for the generous donation from Polk County Commissioner Joan Lee and her husband, Mark. The Lees, in conjunction with the vested interest and K9's organization, donated a bulletproof vest to K9 Jax valued at $1,800. Tadman tells us more.
And also the sponsored by Joan and Mark Lee of McIntosh, they sponsored a $1,000 check towards that vest, and organization vested interest in K9s supported the rest of that vest, and we received it in. Yeah, thank you to Joan and Mark Lee. So this is the second vest that they've sponsored through K9 vested interest.
Pretty cool there. The commissioners continued the meeting by opening a public hearing regarding the housing incentive and tax abatement program for the city of East Grand Forks. Like Crookston, East Grand Forks is offering the housing incentive program where applicants apply to the city to help offset the tax dollars property owners pay during the first 2 years after new construction. Polk County Deputy of Property Records, Anna Lee Jones, explains why the program is required to be voted on by the county commissioners.
So this, it has to be voted on by the city council first and foremost, that the city council and the respective cities are going to continue to offer the program. The county actually collects all of the tax dollars and then distributes them throughout the year. So we're kind of the repository, so to speak. And so since we're the ones collecting the tax dollars, we're the ones that go through the abatement process and then issue an abatement to the list of applicants.
End of last year, the commissioners accepted the abatement distribution to three applicants who constructed new homes. So far this year, there are 12 applicants looking for abatement in East Grand Forks. The consent agenda included the approval of minutes from the previous commissioners' meeting on March 19th, also included the approval of bills and disbursements in the amount of $6,781.58. The commissioners will meet again on Tuesday, April 16th at 9:30 a.m. at the Polk County Government Center. Minocqua Golf Course has announced they will they'll be opening the golf course to golfers on Friday. The first tee time available is at 11 a.m. However, golf carts for Friday is still a game time decision depending on the conditions of the course Friday morning. Co-owner of Minocqua Golf Course, Brandon Carlson, said a couple of the issues detected on a previous course evaluation.
There was a little bit of snow left on the pine trees on 3, and surprisingly the hill on 8 is dry. That's normally our trouble spot, so that's good. So at worst case scenario, you'll be walking, golfing on Friday. Best case, we'll let carts out.
Over the offseason, Carlson said the 8th green got hit hard with snow mold from the winter, which has required maintenance and touch-ups over the last couple of months. Carlson gave a general overview about the condition of the course.
Me and Zach looked around about a week ago, and everything honestly looks really good. The only real damage on 8 is there's a few spots where the deer decided to scrape at the green a little bit, but that's not anything huge. But Zach was pleased with the condition of the course.
Carlson said to have the course fully open for business is awesome, of course, and encourages all golfers to knock the rust off those clubs and have some fun after a long off season.
Get some exercise, maybe walking around, chasing some balls after a long off season. Hopefully you're down the middle, but maybe you'll be all over the place. You never know. get straight on the driving range first.
And along with the golf course fully open on Friday, the driving range opened up on Wednesday this week. And Minocqua was recently contacted by American Crystal and notified that they will no longer be able to supply recycled water to the course. This is a huge loss to the course, as they have supplied Minocqua with up to 10 million gallons per year. If the course were to purchase water from the city source, it would cost about $50,000 annually. That would most likely make it feasible to continue operating. Unfeasible. Minocqua is now working with American Crystal to come up with alternative water sources and may be asking for additional assistance from the community in the coming months or years. To book a date time, if you haven't already downloaded the Minocqua Golf Course app, you can go to KROXAM.com for more information on that. Well, we're getting close to late spring, early summer, and that means it's construction time coming up, as the Minnesota Department of Transportation announced yesterday that the agency has nearly 200 road construction projects this season that will help maintain and improve Minnesota's roads, bridges, and transportation infrastructure, improve safety and mobility, and support jobs that will be worked on statewide. The 2024 construction season includes 193 planned road and bridge projects, plus 54 projects that will improve airports, waterports, railroad crossings, and transit. Significant projects this year include reconstructing Highway 220 north of East Grand Forks with pavement and culvert replacements to improve drainage and the driving surface. A three-year project to improve the 11th Street underpass in Moorhead will involve constructing two underpasses under BNSF rail lines, a sidewalk, and other improvements. Two new roundabouts will be constructed during a two-year complete street project on Highway 59 and 108 in Pelican Rapids, which will also improve a shared-use path, sidewalk, and city utilities. And one area that always seems to be worked on is I-35W. They're looking at replacing and repairing bridges on I-494 between Edina and Richfield. That continues for a second year of a four-year project that also includes reconfiguring I-35W, the I-494 interchange, building a pedestrian bridge, adding easy pass lanes, and constructing noise walls. Other major projects in the Twin Cities metro area include pavement improvements on I-94 between Oakdale and Lakeland, Highway 36 between Roseville and Little Canada, and the start of a three-year project to repair the Stone Arch Bridge in Minneapolis. And complete bridge work on I-35 between the Twin Cities and Duluth, and resurface pavement near Hinckley and the Atkinson Bridge over Carlton County Road 61. And road work will also continue on I-35 in Duluth. For more on those projects, go to KROXAM.com. The Northwest Regional Corrections Center reported the arrest of Nicole Renee Berg, 41, of Gary, for first-degree drug possession. Ezekiel Braden Wehrmeister, 19, of Crookston, for first-degree damage to property, resulting in over $1,000 in damages. Christopher Ryan Abrahamson, 37, no address listed, for fourth-degree DUI. That is a look at our local news as we now shift to the weather. Right now in downtown Crookston, we have sunny blue skies and our temperature is at 46 degrees. We have a northeast wind of 6 miles an hour, a wind chill of 43, humidity is at 29%, that continues to fall, and the barometric pressure at 30.07 inches, and that is down now in the last 20 minutes. Again, sunny skies, 46 right now in downtown Crookston. The forecast or the numbers from yesterday, the high was 52, a low of 28. The almanac for today, the average high is 46. The average low is 26. Year ago high, 27. Year ago low, 19. We had 2 to 3 inches of snow and wind gusts up to 20 miles an hour a year ago today. The record high was set in 1930, 75 degrees, and the record low was 2 below, set in 2020. The sun rose at 6:59. The sun will set at 8 p.m. for 13 hours and 1 minute of daylight. Now taking a look at the forecast for Crookston and the KROX listening area for this afternoon. It'll be sunny, a high near 55, northeast winds around 10 miles an hour. Then tonight mostly clear, a low around 30, northeast winds around 10 miles an hour. Friday sunny, a high near 57, southeast winds of 5 to 15, gusting up to 20. Friday night mostly cloudy, a low around 35. It'll be breezy, southeast winds of 15 to 25, gusting up over 30. Saturday, mostly sunny, a high near 60. It'll be breezy, southeast winds of 20 to 30 miles an hour, gusting up to 40. Saturday night, partly cloudy, low around 35. Easterly winds around 25, gusting up to 40. Then on Sunday, a 30% chance of rain, mainly after 1 p.m. Partly sunny, a high near 55. It'll be breezy, east winds of 15 to 20, gusting up to 30. Then on Sunday night, a 20% chance of rain, mostly cloudy, a low around 35. Wind gusts up to 25. Monday, a 20% chance of rain after 1 p.m. Partly sunny, a high near 50. East winds around 10 miles an hour. Then on Tuesday, partly sunny, a high near 60. Southeast winds of 5 to 10, gusting up to 20. And Wednesday, mostly sunny, a high near 63. South winds of 5 to 15, gusting up to 20. That is a look at the noontime news. Again, right now in downtown Crookston, we have sunny skies, 46, and we're on our way to a high right around 55. That is the noontime news on this Thursday, brought to you by Grand Cities Monument, HN Quality Plumbing, First Community Credit Union, Hugo's Family Marketplace, and Riverview Health.